The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Lori papa leketeke baloko roma zikere bazokoto ali paranto kasikle brokoto kabanta lebikele bozoto. Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We exalt you. We uplift you. We glorify you, O Lord. We say, Lord, you are God and you are King. There is none to be compared unto you, O Lord. Blessed, 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 blessed art thou, Lord God Almighty, he who was and is and is to come. Your name alone be praised. Your name alone be glorified. Your name alone be worshipped. Your name alone be adored. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lipa para kataka ba itale beshekere bozambara. Librokoto kabaya kataka ba itale besheke borokoto kabaya. Ile papa rakataka ba itale besheke borokotoa. Ile papa itale besheke reba boto kobozikede. Ile papa lokoto kabara babastuke bashokoto. Li papa rokoto kaba itale besheke reba shokoto kabaya. Li papa rakata kabaya takaba. Ile papa rakata kaba. Ibrekete keba araba anda. Ibeleke teke barakata. Ibali karabo atakaba. Ibali karaba itakabaya. Bali karaba itakabaya. Ibali karaba ita. Ibaya kabo rabaita. Ibali karaba itakabaya. Balika rabu atia kaya, balika raba ita, ibalika raba ita kaba, ali araba ita kabaya, liba baraka ta kabaya, blessed, blessed, blessed Lord, reketeke ba arata kaba, ili baba ita leba arata, ili brokoto kabanta, balika ramo atia kaya, ili bebe ite barokoto kabanta, balika there is no God, like our God. In the name of Jesus, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, there is no God like our God. Thank you,
we
Father.
We thank you, Father. We bless your name. We exalt you, Lord. We uplift you. Lord, we say you are God and you are King. Unto you alone be all the glory. Unto you alone be all the worship. Unto you alone be all the adoration. We thank you, Father, for yet another day. We thank you for yet another time to live, O Lord, in your presence. We are grateful. We celebrate you, O Lord. We celebrate your goodness and mercy, O Lord. La baratos kipa ante, wali arantos kataya ba aita. Libepe itekura, maita kulibazi ora, aita kulibazutu ayama ita, yebreketeke barato kasi imatayaka,
yes,
la bruta raita kulibazu ata, ali arantos katayaka ya, mantali bikele ora ita kulima anta. Wali arusha kaba ita, makali aluta labashi kaba, ali arantos kataya ba ante. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We bless your name. We exalt you. We uplift you. We say, Lord, you are God. We say, Lord, you are King. We say, Lord, you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be exalted. You are worthy to be uplifted. Thank you for the lives of everyone that has come online. Unto you alone be all the glory. Give us, O God, individual and personal encounters. Give us individual and personal encounters, O Lord. You are faithful, O God. Unto you be all the glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. 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 In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
I say resurrection. Good morning to each and everyone of you sons and daughters of God Almighty. I welcome you to Power for Today. power for today coming your way from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobadi down near Ebony Hotel, the city of Accra, Ghana. I'm the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys and Pascal Enoch and his team, Pascal and others, as our team members, our technicians. Beloved, we have 11 days to end the year 2023. But specifically, on Monday 25th, we shall be celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is the day that the church fathers have set apart to celebrate the birth of the Savior of the world. The Savior of the world did not just appear in the air. The Savior of the world passed through the process of birth, the process of human development. The Bible says that he was made like us, according to Hebrews chapter 2, from verse 14. Because sons and daughters, children have flesh, he also took on our humanity so that he might destroy him who holds the power of death, so that he can understand what we feel, what we go through, so that he can support us in time of our need. So Jesus did not just drop in the air, but Jesus was actually born. Even though the day of his birth is not known, it is hidden. I thank God that it has been hidden, because if that day should have been a Monday, if it should have been a Tuesday, if it should have been a Sunday, I tell you that you will know what will happen to all those who are born on that day. They will be worshipped as God. So God himself hid that particular day. But I know it may not be far from Tuesday. Yes, it will not be far. Yes, I wish it is Tuesday. Yes. You know something? Everybody will wish that it is his day or her day. Hallelujah. That date was also not known, but the church fathers in their wisdom decided to use that 25th to celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. So when anybody tells you that 25th was not the day that Jesus was born and all, I say yes, but the church fathers, I mean, it is wisdom to celebrate. Jesus didn't drop from the air. He was born. And so, I mean, if we celebrate the day of his birth, there is nothing wrong about it. Just like the days of Esther, when the Purim was established. I mean, the day of the Jewish deliverance from Haman. So, the Lord has given me a message to share with you for the Christmas. So today I am sharing with you on the theme, my season of birth is now. My season of birth is now. Beloved, let's begin. Christmas is a time to position yourself. In fact, Christmas is a season of hope, a season of joy, a season of revival. Because what God said came to pass. In fact, the season of Christmas should actually inspire our faith to believe more in the integrity of God's word. And the integrity of God's word is his SO, his standing order that we can use any time. And so this morning, I want us to read something from Luke chapter 2. From verse 8, yes, Luke chapter 2, from verse 8. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks and at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. 19. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. Verse 20 is the key here. Verse 20. I read. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. For all the things they had heard and seen, just as they had been told. Look, beloved, you are going to see it just as God has told you. Amen. I say just as God has promised you. Amen. Just as God has said to you directly or in his word. Amen. That you are holding. You are going to see it. You are going to see it. Amen. You are going to see it. Amen. The Bible says the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen. Heard and seen. Heard and seen. Look, what you have heard, you are going to see. Amen. I say, what you have heard, you are going to see. Yes, the many things you have heard, you are going to see. Amen. The many things you have heard from the day you got born again. The many things you have heard from all these years. The many things you have heard from January, you are going to see. You are going to see. You are going to see. If you don't give up, if you don't give up, you are going to see. Which were just as they had been told. Look, nothing can subtract anything from God's word. The Bible says that the heavens and the earth shall pass away, but not an iota, not an iota, not an iota of his word will fail. Not an iota of his word. When you read, yes, not an iota. I was looking for that scripture. Not an iota of his word will fail. Now, you see, why should we celebrate? Why should we have hope? Do you know that the birth of Jesus was prophesied in Micah chapter 5, verse 2? The birthplace where Jesus will be born. The place The town, God prophesied, God said it through Micah. In Micah chapter 5, verse 2, by you, Bethlehem, Ephrata, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. This was the birthplace. God said, Bethlehem, you are the one that is going to deliver Jesus. Out of you, Bethlehem, even though you are not regarded, even though today you appear to be smaller, but out of you, Jesus will come. And it happened exactly. Again, in Isaiah chapter 9, from verse 6, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. 7, of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. This again was prophesied. God spoke this word to Isaiah 700 years before it happened. 700 years before it happened. And in Galatians chapter 4, verse 4, the Bible said that when the time had fully come, God sent his only begotten son to be born. When the time had fully come. Galatians 4, 4. Yes. But when the time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under law, to redeem those under law, that we might receive the full rights of what? Sonship. When the time had fully come, God said to Habakkuk, in Habakkuk, he spoke through Habakkuk, in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse number 3, that the vision waits for an appointed time. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3. For the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay. I heard somebody saying, God has promised. We know that God will do it, but the time. We know that God will do it, but when? That is unbelief. Complete unbelief. You are a complete unbelief. That is unbelief. The moment you say that, the devil has warned you. Yes, he has warned you. We know that God will do it, but when? When doesn't belong to you? When does not belong to you? How does not belong to you? Yours is, he will do it. That's all. When, how, it doesn't belong to you. When, how, it will blow your imagination. It is beyond your soulish person that we are. It is beyond us. It is beyond us. You know, the idea of the when is an attack on God's integrity. It's an attack on God's integrity. Beloved, this season is a season of holding on to God's integrity of his word, promises and prophecies. This is a season of having faith and hope in God's standing order. God's standing order is his integrity. God's standing order is his word And God's integrity is what? His word. Why? Because God said it. He said it hundreds of years before it happened. Hundreds of years before it happened. There is somewhere he said that from the beginning, I said it. From the beginning, I said it. And it has happened. From the beginning, I said it. From the beginning, I said it. And it has happened. From the beginning, I was just looking for that scripture. Okay. Isaiah 43, verse 1. You, I've called you by name and you are mine. That's how much you mean to me. That's how much I love you. I say, oh no, that is, okay, speak to him. And because you said the Nile is mine, I made Ezekiel. Okay, I will look for that verse. Yes. He said, from the beginning, I said it. Beloved, Christmas season is a season of hope. Because we are celebrating what God said hundreds of years. And it happened exactly. Not an iota of his word came out of it. Not an iota of his word came out of it. Yes. Not an iota. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Matthew 5:18. For I tell you the truth, until heaven and earth pass away, not a single jot or an iota, nor one stroke of a letter shall pass away from the law until everything. I was sharing with us and even on Facebook about two most powerful and potent tools and weapons to our destinies. Two. If you can hold on to these two things, very soon, excuse me, people will call you a witch. People will begin to call you names. If you can, we can decide to hold on to only these two things. Oh. And what are these two things? Number one, what God has said. What God has said. What he has said. Not an iota, not a jot, according to Matthew chapter 5, verse 18, will drop out. Never. As he has said, so it is. Look at creation in Genesis chapter 1. God said, let there be light, or light be. And light came. Verse 11 of Genesis 1. Earth produced vegetation. And since then, the earth has never stopped producing vegetation. Beloved, what do you occupy your mind with? You see, our minds are occupied with philosophy. Worldly philosophy. What do we call it? Tradition of men, secular humanism. When I was doing one of my doctorate, I researched on this. Do you know the beginning of secular humanism is interesting? The minds of people that are put down. Human philosophies. Oh, when you are growing, you get here, it is this. That is man. That is the soulish realm. The soulish realm speaks about the reality, what the eyes can see, what the ears can hear. But let me tell you, there is more than what the eyes is seeing. There is something behind what the eyes are seeing. You know? There is something behind what the ears are hearing. That one belongs to God. That one is supernatural. So the eyes, the mind, and the ears are very, very hot, limited. They are limited. They are limited. You know, the reason why the devil and his agents laugh at us, because we have not developed our spirit. We have not developed our spirit to see and to hear in the spirit realm. We are in the soulish realm. I'm telling you, many Christians, in fact, 90% of the Christian life is in the soulish realm. 90% of believers are living in the soulish realm, including pastors, soulish realm. That's why many pastors have been bought by the society. They have been bought by politicians. They have been bought by the government. They have been bought. They can be easily bought. And then they begin to compromise. They can't preach the truth again. They cannot avail themselves again to really speak for the Holy Spirit to use them, because they see material things. We see money. We see material things, and then we want them. So some few CDs, some few dollars, come on, that is all. We sell our integrity. Why? Soulish realm. Soulish realm. We are just satisfying the soul. We are just satisfying the flesh and the senses. So, beloved, the number one most potent weapon and tool, what has God said? That should be your concern. What has God said? Number two. What you say? What you say? What are you also saying? Numbers 14:28. God told Moses, tell the Israelites, as long as I live, surely what I hear them say, so will I do. In this desert, they will fall. I'll make sure that none of them, apart from Joshua and Caleb, and their children that are below 20 years, will enter the promised land. And exactly, what I hear them say. Please, what have you been saying? Mark chapter 5 verse 28. The woman with the issue of blood, now we know as Veronica, the Bible says she kept saying to herself. Others said she kept thinking. So she thought and said and acted. She thought, she said, and she acted. She kept saying to herself, if only I touch. My brother, my sister, what are you saying to yourself? In fact, around 3 a.m., as I was praying and meditating, I just clicked to a place, Andrew Warman, and I was listening to Andrew Warman. This man was speaking, and Hoga, the Holy Ghost Academy, the Holy Spirit started just speaking to me. Hey! Then I got a topic. The power or the mystery of forgiveness. The mystery of forgiveness. Hey, beloved, do you know that God hasn't got any energy again of unforgiveness towards you? Do you know that God released all his energy and wrath, anger and punishment on Jesus for you? He released every anger in him. He poured it on Jesus. That was why on the cross, God turned his face away from Jesus. That was why when sin was eating up Jesus, when sin, look, when Jesus was on the cross, do you know what actually happened to him? Look, sin was eating him. Sin was like acid. Sin of mankind and the world. It was like acid eating him. It was already on him here on earth. But then because the presence of God was with him, it couldn't overtake him. But now, on the cross, after he has been nailed, let me tell you, this is passion, that film.
Yes, the passion of the Christ, that film
that you see is just 0.001% of what happened to Jesus. It's just the closest. But what Jesus went through was more than that. What Jesus went through was beyond human comprehension. There is no human language to describe what Jesus went through for you and I on the cross. So right now, you child of God, God hasn't got any energy again of unforgiveness against you. No. He hasn't got it. Because he poured all his anger on Jesus. So that the moment you accept Jesus, you have inherited his identity and image. You have become his son as he seated at the right hand side of the Father. So now Jesus is our brother. The Bible says that Jesus has become what? The firstborn. He has become the firstborn. So Jesus now is our elder brother. So you and I, we carry the image of Jesus. So do you know now, when we sin, do you know what we are doing to ourselves? Sin doesn't affect God. No. Unbelief, it doesn't affect him. Sin affects us. Sin gives Satan power over you. I'm telling you, sin limits you. Sin restricts you. Sin gives the devil and his agents power and access. Power and access. If you think that our sin does anything to God, you are lying. Today, the modern day youth, the church is too hard on us. Look. Everybody is no standard, no principle. Nobody is checking anybody. Is it not this time that people are dying more? Is it not this time that even 40 years, 25, we are seeing what a shock, call to glory. I saw 25 years somewhere and call to glory. I said this is a misplaced word. Call to glory at 25. 24, call to glory. 24, 21, 32, call to glory. 45, life well lived. Life well lived. It is because there is no check again. No standard. No check. So we are limiting ourselves because, listen to me, somebody, you shouldn't live with guilt. Don't allow the devil to afflict you with guilt. No. That's why the Bible says that the moment you sin, confess. Acknowledge it. For if you confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The forgiving us is that He stands to protect us from how we have opened up ourselves. That's the forgiveness. Because sin doesn't affect him. It affects us. If you don't believe, it affects you. So, beloved, I want us to understand that as we end the year, do you know from now, 11 days that are left, you are going to hear voices. You are going to hear voices. I am telling you, this is a season of three things. Voices, voice attack, thought attack, imagination attack. Voices. Job chapter 26, verse 4. Say, which spirit spoke through you? Who helped you to utter those words? Job 26, 4. You are going to hear voices. Voices from the devil. And do you know what those voices, do you know how it will speak? Yes. So you are ending the year like that. So you are ending the year again. So your prophecy didn't come to pass. You were thinking you were going to take seed. You were thinking that it will happen. So all the seeds that you have been sowing, so all that the pastor has said, so the year is ending. Like, I'm telling you, you are going to hear things. And then you are going to have certain thoughts. Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23:7. You are going to have thoughts. Yes, look at 5 years ago. Since 5 years, nothing has changed. You. Every year, the same. Every year, the same. Every year, the same. Every year, the same. And the imagination. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 from verse 3, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of all strongholds. Pulling down strongholds, imaginations, arguments. Yes, all these things, they happen in your mind, beloved. But you know, this is the time. This is the time that we should provoke the integrity of God. Let me tell you something. Do you know how to embarrass the devil and frustrate him? Do you know how to embarrass and frustrate the devil? That was exactly what Abraham did. Look, there is a way to embarrass and frustrate the devil. And this is the time. This is the time that you and I should embarrass and frustrate the devil. By what? Continuing to hold on to God's integrity. Continue to hold on to God's integrity. Continue to hold on to God's integrity. This was exactly what Abraham did in Romans chapter 4 from verse number 17. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. Romans chapter 4 from verse 17. He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, the God who gives life to the dead and calls things that are not as though they were. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed and so became the father of many nations, just as it has been said to him. I love that. So shall your offspring be. Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead. He faced the fact. Oh, he faced the fact. Faith doesn't mean that you don't face facts. But faith sees beyond the facts. He faced the fact that his body, that about 100, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. 20. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. Verse 22, this is why it was credited to him as righteousness. My God. His belief was what? Credited to. Look, this was what frustrated the devil. Do you know how to frustrate the devil and embarrass him? Is to behave like Abraham. You are dead in your belief. You just believe. We are human. Sometimes, look, things will come and shake us. We will talk small. We will feel small. We will cry a little. Yes, they are real because we are hot, still human. But immediately, even Jesus in the garden, yes, Jesus, when the soulish realm came, say, Father, if it is your will, let this cup pass over me. Nevertheless, not by will, but your will be done. This is how we frustrate the devil. I'm telling you. And then at the same time, this is how we provoke God. We provoke God by holding onto his word. By holding onto what he has said. We should say what he has said. Like I said, and I'm going to repeat it at the 11th hour. Look, Satan's greatest weapon is to attack the integrity of God's word. Is to always attack the integrity of God's word. That was what he did to Eve in Genesis chapter 3. Did God really say? Did God really say? Did God really say? Did God really say? Let me teach you how to answer Satan. Let me teach you how to answer Satan from now. Let me teach you, look, let me teach you how to answer Satan from now. God has said so many things. He said to Habakkuk that the revelation awaits an appointed time. Wait for it. Even though it tarries. There are reasons why it tarries. There are reasons why it tarries. Please stop blaming yourself. Yes, we know generational thing. We are dealing with them. But let me tell you, there are some reasons for him. Why? I've taught you this thing. Sometimes God is dealing with certain people. God is dealing with things around you in the atmosphere before the thing manifests. But listen, there will be fullness of time. Galatians 4:4. There will be fullness of time. Ecclesiastes 3 says that when he made all things beautiful in his time, he made all things all beautiful. That is God. He told Jeremiah, I am watching over my word to perform it. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 11 and 12. He said to Isaiah, surely as I've said, so will I do. As I've planned, so will I bring to pass. Beloved, that is the God who is your father. That is the integrity of God. So how should we treat the voice of Satan? How should we treat the voice of Satan? Let me teach you how to handle Satan's accusing voices. Ezra chapter 4 verse 3. Ezra 4, 3. Ezra 6, 6 to 7. The way they handled the opposition. When opposition arose, Ezra, then I'll come to Mark and then we pray. Ezra chapter 4, verse number 3. Opposition to the building. When the enemies of Judah and Benjamin heard that the exiles were building a temple for the Lord, the God of Israel, they came to Zerubbabel and to the heads of the families and said, let us help you build because like you, we were, verse 3. But Zerubbabel, Jeshua, and the rest of the heads of the families of Israel answered, you have no part with us in building the temple to our God. We alone will build it for the Lord. The God of Israel, as King Cyrus, the king of Persia, commanded that. Tell Satan, You have no part. You have nothing to do about my childbirth. You have nothing to do about my marriage. You have nothing to do about my prosperity. Does it concern you? Please, today, I'm giving you a key. This is how to shut down accusing voices. Again, Ezra 6. Ezra 6, verse 6b and 7. Okay, let's verse 6. Now then, Tattenai, governor of Trans-Euphrates, and Shita Bozanai, and you, their fellow officials of that province, stay away from there. So tell the devil, keep yourself off. Somebody should write it for me. Tell the devil, keep yourself away. Keep yourself off. Keep yourself off my marital issues. Keep yourself off my childbirth issues. Keep yourself off my destiny issues. Keep yourself off my dream issues. Keep yourself off my expectation issues. Keep yourself off my prophetic word issue. Keep yourself away. Keep yourself off. Verse 7. Do not interfere. Do not interfere. Keep yourself off. Do not interfere. Do not interfere. In fact, one of the ways Jesus said to Jesus said to Jairus, whose daughter was dead, and said that Jesus should come. Whilst he was talking to Jesus, some people came from the house and said, why bother the master? The child is dead. But what did Jesus say? Mark 5:36. Jesus said, ignoring what they said, Jesus said, don't be afraid. Just believe. Don't be afraid. Keep on believing. Keep on believing. Beloved, ignore. If you don't ignore, this Christmas, Satan can make you, even when you are walking, you are looking at yourself, you are hiding yourself. Look at you. Look at how people are looking at you. Look at the things people say about. Look, Satan can talk you even out of going to church, out of going to any gathering. Yes, he will tell you, do you know that people, look, there is a message God has given to me. Your test and trial is your testimony. Your pain is your power. your cry is your celebration. Look, your testimony is in your test and your trial. I'm telling you, your testimony is in your test and your trial. I will release that message very soon. Beloved, we want to pray now. Say, my Father in heaven, I believe today in the integrity of your word. As we celebrate Christmas, as we celebrate the birth of Christ, as we celebrate the birth of Christ, I believe you spoke many years ago about the birth of Jesus Christ, and it came to pass. It came to pass. What the shepherds said, they went to see. They went to see exactly.
What they have heard and seen, as it is, they saw it.
So my Father in heaven, I declare,
during this Christmas,
I am going to feel it.
What I have seen. I'm going to feel it. I'm going to see it. I am going to feel it. I am going to see it. What Lord you have said. I am going to see it. 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 Exactly as you have said. Exactly as I was told. Exactly as your word has spoken. Exactly as the prophecy that I have received. I am going to see it. 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 I am going to touch it. I am going to feel it. I am going to feel it. As I was told, as I have heard, as you have said in your word to me.
In Jesus' name. Say, amen. My Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
As the angels, as the shepherds.
As the shepherds.
Were spoken to.
Were spoken to.
By the angels.
By the angels.
As the angels came.
As the angels came.
To the shepherds.
To the shepherds.
Who were keeping their flocks.
Were keeping their flocks.
By night.
By night.
And spoke to them.
And spoke to
about
them.
About the birth of Jesus Christ.
About the birth of Jesus Christ.
And the shepherd went.
And the shepherd went.
To see.
The shepherds went,
they
to,
went
see.
To see.
They went to
they
see.
Saw exactly.
They saw exactly.
What the angels said.
What the angels said.
Today I declare.
Today I declare.
I declare.
I Gladys Boja.
I declare.
I am going to see.
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 I am going to
see.
I am still holding.
I am still holding.
Onto
the integrity
of your word.
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 As you're standing
on. As you're standing
on.
As you're standing
on. As you're standing
on.
As you're standing on.
As you're standing
on. As you're standing
on. Your word.
Your word
is standing for me.
As you're standing on.
As you're standing
on. I am going to see.
I am going to see.
I am going to see.
I am going to
see.
I am going to touch.
I am going to feel.
I am going to handle.
I am going to handle it.
I am going to handle it. I am going to handle it. I have already started handling it. I've already started handling it.
I've already started handling it.
Say, now I declare.
Now I declare.
What I've been told.
What been told,
and I am holding on.
And I am holding on.
Let me see it.
Let
now.
Me see it now.
Let me see it.
Let
now.
Me see it,
let
now.
It be now.
Let it be,
let
now.
It be now.
Let it be,
let
now.
It be now.
Let it be,
let
now.
It be now.
Let it be
as
now.
I celebrate,
as I celebrate
the birth of Jesus,
birth of Jesus
let
Christ.
It be now.
Let it be
let
now.
My prophetic
let
word.
My prophetic
let
word.
It be now.
Let it be
let
now.
Let the promises.
Let it. The promises that God has made. To me,
let them be now.
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 Let them be now. Let them be now.
Let them be now.
Let them be now. Let them be now.
Let them be now.
Let it be now. Let it be now. Let it be now. Rakata kabaya kata kabaya. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say, you devil.
You devil.
Stay away.
Stay away.
Keep yourself off.
Keep yourself off.
Keep yourself away.
Keep yourself out
I say,
of
keep
this
yourself
matter.
Out of this.
Out of
out
this.
Of this
out
matter.
Of this
keep
matter.
Keep yourself away.
Keep yourself away.
Keep yourself away.
Keep yourself,
keep
away.
Yourself away.
Keep yourself
keep
away.
Yourself away.
Yes, you devil.
You devil.
Keep yourself,
keep yourself away.
Away. Keep yourself
from the things,
from the things
that have not yet been fulfilled. You can never accuse me.
You can never accuse
stay
me.
Stay away.
Stay away.
Stay away.
Stay away.
Don't interfere. Don't interfere.
Don't interfere.
Don't interfere. Don't interfere.
Don't interfere.
Demonic thoughts.
Demonic thoughts.
Demonic voices.
Demonic voices.
I shut you out.
I shut you
I
out.
I shut you out.
I shut you out.
I shut you out.
I shut you
I
out.
I shut you out.
I shut you out.
I shut you out.
Of my soulish realm.
Of my soulish realm.
I shut you out.
I shut you out.
I shut you out.
Of my soulish realm.
Rapapa kata kaba yakata.
I shut you out. 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 I shut you out of my soulish realm. I shut you out of my soulish realm. You voice attack. You thought attack. You imagination attack. Whatever form you take, whichever form you take, wherever you are coming from, in the name of Jesus Christ,
I shut you out.
I shut you out.
I shut you out.
You are a liar. You are a liar.
You are a liar.
You are a liar. You are a liar. You are a liar. You are a liar. You are a liar. They are lies. All your voices are lies. Your thoughts are lies. Your imaginations, they are lies.
Imaginations are lies.
They are lies.
They are lies. Because you are a liar. And the father of all lies.
They are lies.
Satan, you are a liar. And the father of all lies.
They are lies.
They are lies.
Shakatakata kabara katakaba itali the shekete kibara.
They are lies.
Ali papa rakata.
You are a liar and the father of all lies. Whatever you are saying to us, yes, through imagination, through thoughts, 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 through imagination, through thoughts Stay away from what God is doing in our lives, in the lives of his children. Satan, stay away. Devil, stay away. Stay away. Stay away. In the name of Jesus Christ, stay away. Stay away. Stay away. Stay away. Stay away. Stay away. Stay away from us. Stay away from what God is doing in our lives. Yes, do not interfere. Do not interfere. Keep yourself down. I shut down
every negative voice,
every negative thought,
every negative imagination. I shut you out.
Out of my atmosphere and environment. I shut you out of my life. I shut you out of my life. I shut you down. And I shut you down. I shut you down. I shut your voice down. I shut those negative thoughts down. I shut anything that causes me fear. Anything that makes me afraid. I shut you down. I shut you down. I shut you down. I shut you down, yes, Lord. I shut you down. I shut you down. I shut you down. I shut you down. I shut you. I shut you down. I shut you down. I shut you down. I shut you. I shut you down. In the name of Jesus Christ, I liberate my mind. I liberate my soul. I liberate my mind. I liberate my emotions. I liberate my emotions. I liberate my emotions. I liberate my will, I liberate my emotions, I liberate my will, I liberate and secure my mind, I liberate and secure my soul, I liberate and secure my spirit, I liberate and secure my home, I liberate and secure my home, I liberate and secure my family. I liberate and secure everyone. I liberate and secure everyone around. I liberate and secure. I liberate and secure. I liberate and secure. I liberate and secure. My life, my blessing, my open door, my breakthrough. I liberate.
Yes, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
I declare to you right now, in the name of Jesus, that this Christmas will be one of your best.
Amen.
There will be so much joy.
Amen.
There will be so much peace.
Amen.
There will be so much joy. There will be so much peace.
Amen.
Listen to me, there is somebody online. So I stop and wrote this down. There is somebody online whom the devil is accusing with the guilt of a mistake you made. The guilt of a mistake you made. Listen to me. Every mistake births ministry. Every mistake births messages. Every mistake births magnificence. I am telling you, God knew when you were going to make that mistake. He allowed you because that mistake can never destroy you. That mistake can never embarrass you. That mistake is birthing a message to you, is birthing a ministry to you, is birthing magnificence in you. That's the way to that person. Don't end the year with guilt. No, because God hasn't got anything with you again. I'm telling you. Look, God hasn't got anything against your sin or whatever again. It is you yourself. You have done yourself. So don't live in guilt. Don't live in guilt. Oh. The guilt is your own. I don't know whether somebody is understanding me. There, between you and God, there is nothing. He has, because that guilt, Jesus Christ bore it. He knew. He knew all the sins you were going to commit. And God the Father released all his energy. So God the Father has no energy in him again against the sins you have committed. God the Father has no energy left in him again. Somebody should write this for me. God the Father has no energy in him again towards your sin. Because he released all that energy on Jesus on the cross. This message will encourage somebody. He released all that energy on Jesus who represented you on the cross. When Jesus was hanging on the cross, you were the one hanging there. Jesus took your place. When he was hanging on the cross, you were the one hanging there. When he was hanging on the cross, somebody should write it. When Jesus was hanging on the cross, you were the one. You were the one. You were the one hanging there. 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 Say this after me. Say in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. I declare to this spirit of guilt.
Every spirit of guilt in me.
I declare to you.
I declare to you.
You are a liar.
God has nothing
against me,
against me.
What I have done,
what I have
of the sin I have committed,
of the wrong I have done, it is rather myself.
Therefore, I declare, I confess, I renounce, and I repent.
You guilt disappear.
People are being helped. I'm telling you, there is a liberation in the house. There is a liberation in the house.
Yes, Lord.
There is a liberation in the house. Oh my God. There is a liberation.
Amen.
Look, I can hear that you and Gladys, you are a blessing to the people of my kingdom.
Amen.
You are a blessing to the people. You, my servant, Amen. And Gladys, you are a blessing to my people.
Amen.
You are a blessing to my people.
Amen.
You are blessing my people.
Thank
you are
you,
blessing
Lord.
My people.
Thank
I am
Lord.
Just hearing that.
Thank
look,
you, Lord.
The
you are
guilt
grateful.
Gone. The guilt.
Yes, Lord.
That guilt. That
yes,
guilt.
Lord.
Look, that guilt is gone. Don't yes, be guilty. Lord. Don't be guilty again. 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 Don't be guilty again.
Thank you, Holy
that guilt is gone.
Thank
that
you,
guilt
Lord.
Is gone.
Thank
that
you,
guilt
Jesus.
Is gone. That guilt
yes,
is gone.
Lord, is
that
gone.
Guilt is gone.
Is
that
gone.
Guilt is gone.
That 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 guilt is
gone. That mistake you made.
That
guilt is gone.
That guilt is gone.
That guilt is gone.
That guilt is gone.
That guilt is gone.
That guilt is gone.
Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Any consequences. I am suffering.
I am suffering.
Or awaiting me.
Or awaiting me.
As a result.
As a result.
Of that guilt.
Of that guilt.
Of that offense.
Of that offense.
Oh Lord.
Of that mistake.
Of that mistake.
Of that mistake.
Take charge.
Take charge.
Take charge,
take charge
of that consequence. No consequence again.
No consequence,
no consequence again.
Again. No consequence
no
again.
Consequence
no
again.
Consequence again. Let the consequence
turn into a blessing.
Turn into a blessing.
Turn into a blessing. Turn into a blessing.
Yes, Lord.
Turn into a blessing. Turn into a blessing. Let the consequences turn into a blessing. Let the consequences turn into a blessing. Let the consequences
turn into a blessing.
Let the consequences turn into a blessing. Let the consequences
turn into a blessing. Yes, Lord.
Oh, the house is free, oh.
Amen.
My God, there is a liberation in the atmosphere.
Yes,
Mama, what a revelation. Oh, Hoga, Holy Ghost Academy, Rima Faculty, I give you the glory. I give you the glory. Lord, I give you the glory. Lord, we give you the glory. Lord, we give you the glory.
Yes,
Lord, we give you the glory.
Yes,
in Jesus' mighty name, amen. Please, I want to give this special announcement. The Lord had just inspired me about how our Christmas is going to be. Beloved, God is doing something that I have never seen in my life. It's very good to open yourself to the Holy Spirit. You know, Monday 25th is supposed to be the Christmas day. Now, 2-5-12-23. Now, when you add 2 plus 5 is 7. 2 plus 3, 5. 7 plus 5 equals to 12. That is numerological mystery of the Christmas day. So, beloved, the Lord said I should organize my breaker hour. We are not going to have Christmas service on 25th. But on 25th from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. Because we have the numbers 5 and 7 here. 5 and 7. 25 is 2 plus 5 equals to 7. 2023 or just 23. 2 plus 3 equals to 5. So, 7 plus 5 equals to 12, December, the 12th, you see? So, the Lord has prompted me that on 25th, we are not going to have Christmas service. We are going to have my breaker hour, intensive prayer time from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. in the chapel. It's going to be an in-gathering, but we will pray. And see whether it will be online, whether our people will also sacrifice. 5 sharp to 7 a.m. sharp. By 7 a.m., we are sharing the grace. That is all. And the Lord says that we are breaking out of the womb. So we are going there to break out of the womb of what? Restriction, the womb of thought, limitations, the womb of thought, captivity, the womb of thought, slavery, the womb of thought, delays, the womb of thought, conditioning. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. Shalom, 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 peace.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.